Welcome to the Gang Radio. It's the gang. It's Barash and Davis. We sound so cool, you might not think this is our first episode. Like we've been at it. Yeah, we've been preparing. We do not like to give people half-baked things or things that are not good enough or worth their time. So welcome to the first episode of the Gang Radio. It's good to have you. People must be wondering what the gang is. I've put the word around so much and I'm throwing it everywhere. Davis, I do not know if you mind.
It's like one of the hardest words I've heard. The gang. Like
literally,
like
a gang
says,
of gangs of London.
like who sits down and be like, okay, you know what? Let's form a group of people and we call it the gang.
It sounds so sleek, like Peaky Blinders.
Mob America. You know how those spellings that you...
Yeah.
Some had letter Z, other letter C,
true.
S. So they'd be like, the ones with letter Z, that's American style.
Yeah.
So anyway, the gang is a young people movement of creatives. Like, I mean, creatives in the sense of musicians, artists.
Yeah.
Like artists, you know, the word artist means... Like, a musician. Yeah. Now they have artists, the musicians.
Like actual artists, like people.
Then they also
paint.
Have artists who paint, like who draw, who sketch.
Real fine artists.
Yeah. Then they have photography gurus. They have had guys who do videography.
But you know, it's a really nice thing that the new adults. You know, we tend to forget that we are the new adults. We're living a lot in denial.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. Like people like the gang, a group like the gang is looking out for the young people. And saying, you know what, we need to make a movement that puts us out there, puts us up there. And it comes a lot of growth. And it's really interesting. I do not know what you think about it.
I appreciate growth. You know, I love listening to stories of people who have made it in life or who have reached a certain level in life, trying to trace where they start from.
Yeah.
I think one of the stories I've talked about is stories of Swans Avenue.
Yeah.
That Benon guy narrates and says, man, this thing started from a hostel room.
Or Radio and Weasel, those.
A hostel room. Now, if Swans Avenue started from a hostel room and it's this big, how about the gang?
Man, I don't want to spill the details. But for us, we did not start from a hostel room like it's good in here, guys.
Like the way the gang started is where Swans Avenue was, in 2007.
Definitely.
Like when those guys were way done with campus, now they're trying to make a way out. So you guys, you're not ready for what the gang is going to turn out.
I don't know if
in 20 years,
I even don't
now.
Know if they can trust the process, because the process is so fast, bruv.
So ideally, the gang is a group of young people trying to do great in the arts, in the music, in the rap, trap, photography, videography, anything in that
like
line.
A new flame, like, you know, like a new idea to everything. Let it be photography, more creative photography. We already say they're creatives. We are creatives ourselves, Davis and I, and when we've come a long way. You guys were like, didn't just pop up and be here. These things are not easy, man.
So maybe I wanted you us to go into growth and loss.
Yeah.
You see, people have different perspectives about these various things, growth and loss.
Yeah, definitely. And they're both inevitable, you know.
They're inevitable.
Yeah.
What do you have to share about loss and growth?
When what I know about growth, growth could entail of so many things. Bad, good. I was having a conversation with you guys earlier, definitely. I'm not going to you know, go through the corners. We're having a conversation, Vatovali, yourself, me, and we're saying growth comes a lot of compromising, a lot of commitment, growth is not easy. It's like I don't know. I would not have the right words for it. I do not know if you have any better thing to say about growth.
I think growth is going to entail the various stages we go through in life.
Yeah.
When you are in nursery school, primary school, high school, the problems we had were, well, I've not done homework. This teacher is going to cane us.
Yeah.
We failed this test. Man, I don't have a beta. I don't have Maugula. I don't have daddy.
Like, you don't have an Oxford set.
My mayo is done. I don't have a suit for Sosh. I don't have a Sosh date. They may chop me. Like, those were our worries.
Yeah.
Now, you see, when you transition from the high school, college setting to like uni, now there's a way problems now start to change. Now, things like, some chica said, her periods have not come.
Yeah.
Yet, man,
yet for you,
you
already come.
Guy like that one. You already come. Hey, eh?
But happy years are not coming.
Now, see, now, when you reach that level now, the problems have changed. They have twisted from her, man. Today we are eating beans. Man, I hate Friday meals.
Yeah.
I hate matoke and
like
beans.
Time is
you
not
get
going,
it? But now, the issue is now more advanced. The problem, you see, the more we grow, the more our problems get advanced. You know, when you're in ordinary level.
There's this thing they used to keep telling us in high school. There's a season and a reason.
Yeah.
Like it can be a season for something, and that's the reason you're there.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's a reason, there's a season, and what those things, you know?
The way those schools, those books of O level had ordinary level mathematics.
Exactly.
Now you go A level, HSE,
it's advanced,
it's advanced level.
Now
I think even our problems tend to change
advanced.
From O level.
It's like a new strain, like
so
the COVID thing.
You see, now we reach campus, now you reach there. The problems that are affecting us are. Man, this school thing, I feel like it's not working out for me.
Yeah.
How about I drop it and chase my dream? But how am I going to tell my zeis?
But you see, growth, growth takes you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
If you're really growing, then you're going to stop being comfortable with a lot of things.
Mm.
Like, it could be so bad. Like, you don't want your parents to know, you know what? Ah, man, Marasha or Davis. A lot of other people call me Benji, so... Benji is like trying to leave school. He hasn't materialized with anything yet.
Mm.
And you're having a problem there. But it's better that he told you, because I think there are a lot of people who are struggling with the same things, and they're dying of depression, they're dying of alcoholism, and all these things that we do not want to get to because they can't say some things. Man, problems or growth comes with a lot of things, but like I said before, it comes with a lot of compromising, a lot of commitment, a lot of re-strategizing, and also not living in denial.
Like we've seen that the problems we face are growing. Now you know of infancy mortality rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's quite abnormal for children to die. That's why the Ministry of Health of every country works so hard to reduce the infancy mortality rate. That's why it's rare to find, man, some kid in T1 died, some you get it. But now you see, when you reach campus, when you're a young adult, and this is when you start facing problems like, man, my
yeah,
boy,
that, like the reality
my boy,
checks you.
My boy cock.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You're there cheating? Like, man, this
like
guy
recently,
was cheating with this
yeah, like
guy.
Recently, I made
and
plans with a cousin of mine.
Mm.
I made plans with a cousin of mine, the late, you know, now he's gone, man.
Yeah.
We were like there during the week and we made plans. And you know, with growth, like we said, comes a lot of things. We're like committed here, doing this and that. And says, man, zinena kundia ku party. And I'm like, no, we're going to meet this one. It's like, deaf, we're going for rugby, right? So we go out Saturday night. Was it Saturday night? Friday night. And the next morning they're telling me, man, this guy was not dead.
Like, loss becomes a part of us as we grow.
Yeah.
Like when you now a young adult, you're maturing into a man.
Mm.
That's when now you boys start to die. Some of your classmates start to die. Your coursemates dying. Like now shit is real, you get? Like we're no longer in the problems of, the bill of the lunch break. Bill is taking long. Like now the problems are different.
Yeah, they're different. But I feel like
as we grow, loss is becoming part of us, and we are
exactly what I wanted
to
say.
We have to adjust.
Yeah.
To learn that, man, this shit has come.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say, because like we need to start enjoying the journey regardless of the fears of not knowing how or where it is headed.
Yeah.
I think we're all struggling with this. The struggle might be tailored to a person, but it's there. Like everyone has their issues. Like the other day, I went to a carpentry shop. And it turns out that this same shack of a carpentry shop is where this carpenter lives with his family.
Yeah.
Like a family of five.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this guy is suffering. You see, all of us are suffering. Like I said, it's tailored to a particular person.
Yeah.
But we're all suffering. Ah, bro, did you hear that? Suffering. We're suffering. A nigga is suffering over there.
You've suffered. Now you're suffering.
Bro, but people are suffering. People are suffering, and it's tricky. But then, like I said, we have to enjoy, like, this is life. Someone was telling me, we're even not here to work for ourselves. Like, we're going to do all these things and leave them here at the end of the day. So it's a constant. We should, you know, enjoy. Because reality is going to check us. You're going to lose a job. You're going to lose a dear one.
Yeah.
Things are going to go south, like totally south. Yeah. But then what do you do? Because you're fearing the unknown. You don't know how this will turn out, how the other will turn out. So it hinders you. Like, there you're scared, like our parents have lost their siblings before, like you're there and they tell you this uncle died and you see the man living on normally.
Yeah,
like, how does this guy even do it, man?
Now we're seeing loss leading us to living a life of man. Shit is now tight. This is the life we're now living. This chips in a way, the fearing the unknown.
Yeah.
Now, like I told you, we're working on a survey of doing a traffic count, and we're stationed at different junctions.
Mm.
Now, one of us, she's also a student. She was a student at Makere. She was in her final year doing construction management. She was knocked down today morning. There were two on the judge. She died on spot. Like, this is a girl you've been seeing at college, probably, like, man, she's got what?
You've even been wanting to
should you get it?
Yeah.
But then you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, she was rushing to go for traffic count in Luzira and she was knocked down dead. Man, now fearing the unknown comes in.
Like,
with my friends, I say, man, I'm now fearing judges.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this traffic count thing, hey, man, will it happen again?
Like, for me, how will I die?
Like, you start to think the reality, and you keep telling people, you see, death is death, man. There were two on the judge, and she's the one that died of the three. There were two and a judge guy, but she died. Then this notion of probably it was her day comes in.
Yeah.
And you see, yeah, man, I understand it was her day, but then I still get that questioning of, man, but God, why would you take such a young girl, man? She's in her final year, and what are parents going to do? My parents are probably,
you like, you see, like, for my
pushing
cousin,
the pit where
this
sure
guy
man is
had
cheap.
Like, literally just graduated from law school.
Yeah.
He had gone to LDC to do his bar course, and now his family looked at him as, you know, that person who is going to be able to run things even when you're not around.
Yeah.
And now all that is gone.
So
it's human life, and you're looking at the human life, but let's look at the expense you've had to incur.
Yeah.
Like, from the time this guy was a child, maybe was suspended here, did this. Like, you've been forgiving him for all these things because, you know, he's going to be a better person.
Yeah.
And then he's not there anymore.
Fearing the unknown coming in the sense of, man, that kid in.
Yeah, because you see, like me, I like to ask people of their opinion. And so someone here was telling me it could be planning to get married and fearing the unknown, planning to settle in Burundi but liking Uganda more, could be starting a business and not knowing where the funds would come from.
Yeah.
How do you overcome the fears of the unknown and actually pursue your greater purpose?
Yeah.
How do you adjust from being supported by your parents, mostly financially, to being independent with greater needs? All those little things around adulthood that are served to you with no user manual. Like, you do not know, like, sometimes you sit down and you're telling yourself, they should have told us. Like,
exactly.
You should have known, you know?
Yeah. Like, it comes in a way of, now, that first year, who is doing the same course as this deceased, may her soul rest in peace. Like, he's like, ah, man, why should I study her? What if I die tomorrow? Or that same guy in law school who's like, what if I go through all this hassle of law school, and as soon as I finish my LDC, I die? What's all this? So people are going to start living in that life of fearing the unknown. How am I going to live this life of, I'm seeing guys doing the same course unemployed out there. How do I live this thing? It's a quest. It's a plethora of questions and man, what do we do for life? But then I believe.
But all I can say, moving on, we are growing. We were once children. We did not do the things we were doing in high school. We were in high school, then we were not. Went to campus, we're not doing the things we did.
Yeah.
So it's a process.
Yeah.
We just have to trust the process. But then also, I don't know about the process. Is there a process?
Okay, I believe people should live the best of their lives.
Yeah, like, have fun regardless.
Like, live the best of your life in the moment. Like, this is all you have. Today is all you have. Like, live today like it's the only day you have.
Like, it's the only day. Because what do they say? Yesterday has gone, tomorrow is not promised.
So
you live in the now, like.
Live in the now, man, follow your passions. Do that school, but if you have a passion, chase it.
Yeah, like,
twice as much as chase a school.
Do not let yourself
be
captive.
Like, you have a talent, but then because your parents told you, go and get that degree, you first abandoned the talent.
Probably, or you think because
probably you played chess, probably you played tennis.
I have a friend. I have a friend who,
but then
who is a
because
lawyer.
Of school, you want to quit these things for now because I'm doing school. Man, double major, do both of them and give your passion more time.
Yeah. Like I have a friend I was telling you, he's called DJ DK, I think some of you know.
DJ DK, I know
him. He's a lawyer and he's a DJ, man. Like it can't stop you. Like I saw a meme where lawyers were taking shots and guys made fun of it. Like our lawyers of this generation, will we handle? DJ but they DK. Should be able to do what they want to because it's life. Like live life, bro.
Yeah. I used to ask DJ DK this question when we were at hostel, and I'm like, man, why are you stressing with this law thing? Yeah, man, caning us is the key. Why don't you just, man? By the way, even DJ Boogie.
Yeah,
okay, Boogie. I had stories that medicine. My DJ Boogie was doing a medical course.
Yeah.
Was in smack, like, man.
You're not
usually guys who go to these schools want to be lawyers, engineers, but surprisingly, we're getting guys running.
Yeah,
in
but
for
like
their,
like you're saying, the stereotype shouldn't, you know, hold us back. Like, lawyers, a lawyer can't be a DJ. Like, why not? I've been to Chad and the guy's like in his suit, he's left work and he's now playing for guys.
Man.
Yeah, so situations should not define us like guys.
Exactly.
Just let's live life, man. But, man, you see, there's also this other thing. Like, you see how you said live life?
Yeah.
There's something called simping.
The simping pandemic.
The simping pandemic. Because, guys, you could be there and you. To say things they could think I'm directing the conversation to someone.
You may sound like you are confessing.
Yeah, like I'm
but is it simping? I don't know. Are there circumstances where simping is necessary? I think simping, you should okay, man, a guy to simp, a chick to simp, man, simp when she's simping back. Okay, it is simping when it is not reciprocated back.
It's only
however,
when it's not reciprocated.
Man, they're trying to push the people.
But then you see, I don't think it is simping. It is doing what you really want to. People have given it a name and made it look. You know?
Are you trying to justify simping? Bro, if you are doing the most and you're the guy, you're doing the most, but chick is. Is it. Wait, when I had this conversation with a number of girls in Nana Hostel, they tried to distinguish for me simping and clowning. Did you know that there was a difference between simping and clowning?
Is there one though?
Clowning is where you're chasing, but then the person you're chasing is not interested in you. You're clowning, bro.
Like run, bro.
Like. But then simping is where you're trying to convince the chick. She's not showing signs, but then you keep pushing. She's not putting in more effort. But you're putting in too much effort to negotiate.
But have you ever
desire.
Thought it's not effort, or you're not trying to seek someone's approval? You love this person and you simply love them.
No, like,
and people have given it a name which is simping, which is
like Chika said. Let me think about it. Like, okay, this could work, but let me see. Give me some time. Give me like a week or two. Immediately, you're buying KFC, Java, what you're carrying gifts, what, bro?
But it's the effort that counts, bro. I think so.
But I feel
at
like
least I've made it look like
you see, that effort. I feel like that effort
is wasted effort.
You're trying to negotiate her desire, and I feel like man, desire should be genuine. Like let her like you back even before you start to put in. If she can't like, okay, man. Yes, she may like you back
it seems
after
like
you put
a hard one for you. I think you've been in a situation of like, ha,
I feel like when you put in more effort and she's okay, let me try.
Let me give it some time.
It feels like some charity kind of thing, man. Like, she's like, let me do first do this.
Let me first
be charitable for that guy.
Like he has done a lot, let me give him, you know.
So man, same thing may be necessary or unnecessary. If the chick is into you, you can do the same for her. But then you have to ensure she seems to back twice as much. So that's
like
a whole,
puzzle you draw.
Like the whole thing of making a chick fall for you before you fall for her. Like that, I get mad over you.
Like I was telling you, see, when we're telling you, and we're having the conversation, and I was telling you, trust the process, but then we do not know about the process. So I do not think there's a formula. Like,
but then majority of the girls keep confessing that they like the guy that can sing for them, because girls are opportunistic lovers. There was a WhatsApp screenshot moving around about some chick who got pregnant for some guy, and the guy went to the States. She got some other guy who accepted to take care of the child and stay with her. 3 years down the road, this guy comes back from the States.
The supposed father of the
child. Yeah, and apparently he apologizes, and she's in a so-called dilemma of, oh my God, I feel like I still love this guy. I don't know how to tell off this man name that has been with me all this way. The truth is that I really love this guy that is a real dad. Like what the fuck? Chicks, eh? After God, fear women. Because women are really opportunistic lovers.
But you see, at the end of the day, me, I have a solution for this thing. We could all just become monks. Because, man, Kampala, and Utsanga Kampala
boy. The thing is, the truth is, man, Kampala women should date Kampala boy. We must have Kampala again.
Kampala guy.
You see, the problem is, man, like a massacre guy is here trying to force life on a Kampala chick.
But then you also know, I've heard of the theory that the Kampala chicks are cow. It's the ones that come from Masaka and come to Kampala. No problem. Seeing more buildings.
It's like a Chambogo. What? Chambogo guy trying to date a Mubi's chick.
There's some hard paper there.
A Jesse Tranta, what? Backhouse. What? Miscellaneous papers. Great. That's not.
You've killed me.
The chicks you see in Mubi are like, bro, if you have no car, man, yes, rest.
But now for us we are devoted safe border riders.
Yeah,
cashless. 50%. I even bought my own helmet, like Torina Chungamba.
Man, and anyway, so this is going to lead us to the most interesting part. That's going to be the last part. And want to reminisce on some of the things in high school.
Yeah,
and that was high school slang, man.
Hey, man, high school slang was lit. Man, like lit.
But looks like, man, every school had its own slang. Like, if you went to a school where they had no slang, the problem
is, but then there's
but then there were always those newcomers.
No, leave alone newcomers.
There was those newcomers that come with English with like foot hours
before they even get their PE uniform.
God, some girl was there telling me, man, I gave up on love my senior father. I lost a girl to a newcomer. So probably a newcomer.
He had mob but, notes.
No, man, a newcomer had a new uniform.
He had a new uniform.
new English
indeed.
so we want to reminisce on high school slang as we conclude this preamble.
But speaking of high school slang,
is it different school than different slang?
But no, the guys who would kill it for me were smackists, man. Smack boys.
Megu, man.
The bingo's chick pap and she mias. Like, bro, what's going on? What language is this?
Some bingo stick pop and she meows
like whole time he's trying to say that the chick from Nabingo came.
Yeah.
And she mized.
She pop and she meows.
She meows. Like mized becomes meows. Like.
So wait there, man, they fetch me.
Megu being for now. bro.
But man, it's like because now we
it's too much. Shit,
man. What babies?
Babies
was supposed to mean banana, like
Baboos. Now there was like donuts were called what? Boxer. Big D.
Tapa.
DP.
TPA. Now there are those who call it TP, others who Tapa, others call it Tasa, others call it TS. Now Tasa is tomato sauce.
They had guys snack me. Man, chicas, meas.
Man, sniper.
First pop.
Let me first guns. Man, you've snipe up.
Like, man, you're going those ends. The warden is demaguas.
Demguas.
Bro, like, it's too much.
What demguas? Man, Samshari. Pop.
Hey, watch. At Namiliango, we're watching the Raga game. Man, then those guys riot.
meaning they rioted. Like, yeah. Oh, bro, like it just doesn't translate.
Guys, man, anyway, man, guys.
Anyway, man, thanks for tuning in. Well, this is our first episode, man. We've had so much to talk about. We planned about 10 minutes to do the trailer, but we've gone into 24. Meaning we have so many things to tell you. We could have said many more, but...
So, you guys, you're not ready for what is going to happen.
Definitely not ready. You want to hear more, but we just can't give it to you right now.
We wanted to use some slang to deliver.
But it has me as...
It has me as...
Good vibes, inshallah.
So, guys, man, the gang radio here for you, and man, we have a lot in store for you.
Definitely. We'll be giving you more of this, and we are the gang. We definitely know that you know what we think you know.
Yeah.
We know that you know who the gang is right now, and we'll be giving you more of the gang, more music. A lot of things we have not said, but I wanted you to have a little insight on what we shall be doing. And
so, for now, you can have what we have delivered.
Small. See you until next time.
See you guys on the next episode.